Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. A former vice president of the Trump Organization testified today during the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump that she saw Stormy Daniels at Trump Tower. NPR's Andrea Bernstein reports from a Manhattan criminal courthouse on the significance of that testimony.
Rona Graff worked for Trump for 34 years as one of his most loyal assistants. She testified under subpoena with her legal team paid for by Trump. But in a clear voice, she verified records she'd maintained, including a mobile phone contact labeled Stormy. And another contact for Karen McDougal, the Playboy model who said she'd had an affair with Trump and who received a hush money payment of her own. Graff said she saw Daniels in the waiting room of Trump Tower and knew she was an adult film actor at the time. The defense raised the possibility that Trump considered Daniels for a role on The Celebrity Apprentice. Testimony continues on Tuesday. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
Students at Atlanta's Emory University held a peaceful protest today, one day after law enforcement arrested 28 people on campus. As Georgia Public Broadcasting's Sarah Collis reports, the events have been part of ongoing protests of the war between Israel and Hamas.
Following violent clashes with law enforcement, hundreds of students turned up for a second day of protest at Emory University's campus. This time, students also showed up to condemn the use of force on demonstrators. Emory student Claire Nutcha says she witnessed Thursday's clash firsthand.
I thought it was a horrible injustice on any sort of sense of community that the school could try to create.
Demonstrators marched around campus and entered a dining hall before dancing and playing music on the quad where arrests took place. Police were not visibly present during the demonstration. Organizers say they will continue to protest university and U.S. policies on Israel. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Callis in Atlanta.
A tornado struck a section of suburban Omaha, Nebraska this afternoon. Officials say it cut a path for miles and damaged thousands of homes and businesses. Jason Sunday is a veteran who served in Iraq and Afghanistan. He told ABC News that his family home near the town of Elkton was destroyed just 1 month after they'd moved in.
Never been this scared. I mean, I've been over there and seen some gnarly things, but you're pretty helpless here, you know, and you have your wife here. You know, over there you have your battle buddies and it's another thing, but you have your wife right next to you and there's nothing you can do.
Police and firefighters are going door to door in damaged neighborhoods to make sure everyone is safe. So far, they say no deaths have been reported. Police in Memphis say sheriff's deputies fatally shot a man today who was speeding toward them in a vehicle. The deputies were serving what they call a high-risk search warrant when a man waiting in a vehicle drove toward a SWAT team. No deputies were injured in the incident. Officials say four people are being held for questioning and charges are expected in the case. The search uncovered a number of weapons, including some with high-capacity magazines. You're listening to NPR News.
On Wildcard, the new podcast from NPR, you'll hear people like comedian Jenny Slate reflect on their lives. What is something you think about very differently today than you did 10 years ago?
Dressing, like not salad dressing. I've always loved it and I'll never stop. Dressing my body.
That's all part of the new game show Wildcard, only from NPR. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.